Minute.
ACIT Couriers, fast, secure and reliable transport solutions.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloan.
In comes Sloan, and he has put it through the Sloan dog. Rory! Rory!
The great man joins us. Sorry, a little bit too loud. The great man Rory Sloan joins us. Sloaney, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Thank you very much. Very peaceful in here. Dom and Rhett gave me nothing on my opener last week. They were like, oh, that's a great opener. That's really good, but refuse to get involved, Jazz.
You're talking too loud. Sorry.
They're the F troop.
Look, it's our Sandfield team and they're working their way up to be part of it all. And, you know, good luck to the young men.
Yeah, they'll get there.
All right. So let's talk concussion. Friday night is still a couple of days away. By all accounts, you're tracking well. But can you take us through what takes place when you do get knocked out? What were the protocols that you had to go through last week afterwards on the bench with your testing and seeing where you were at?
Yep, no worries. I mean, first of all, I wanted to obviously stand up. I think that was what caused all a bit of commotion. I just wanted to stand up, and the bit with me staring there, I was just trying to get my bearings and what was going on around me. I mean, when you spend a little bit of time out, I thought the ball was still around and I was going to man the mark. And so I was just staring around, like, where's the ball, first of all? Yeah, and I saw back in D50, everyone was waiting for me. I'm like, well, that's all right then. I'm going to join back in. I'm going to play. Once I look back on the footage, I remembered all of this. And I remember the whole build-up to it too. I remember selling candy and missing my foot completely. I remember thinking, oh, I needed that touch. I mean, come on. Yeah. But it was obviously the bit where I was lying down is a bit I didn't remember. And then, I started to sidestep away. And that was me trying to basically fool the doctors into saying, let me on. And it wasn't until Tex and the umpire come up and said to me, no, mate, the stretch has been called. You've got to actually get off. We're waiting for you.
All right. So what happens then? So you go to the bench, sit down, get your bearings. How quickly do they try and assess where you're at?
Yeah, I sat down for like a couple of minutes maybe, but then went straight up the race and did the concussion test, which is a stock standard concussion test that's performed every week, I suppose, for players. And that was up
and
in
it's
the
your
rooms.
Baseline one done pre-season, so they know exactly when you got your faculties about you.
Yeah, so we do a different one pre-season. It's a computer test, and I'll do that one tomorrow. That'll be the final hoop I've got to get through. But I performed this test after the incident happened, and Doc's looking back on it, we're like, actually, mate, you've done really well. My memory was really good. Yep. I could recite things backwards and that kind of thing. So they were really pleased with how my balance was and that kind of thing. But obviously being out for that long, you can't go back onto the ground. And when a stretcher gets called like that, I mean, that's your night done. Then the following morning, do the concussion, same one as the night before or the day before, different words and letters and numbers and that sort of thing. And I completed that. Pass that with flying colours, and then the following day as well, when we got back in Adelaide, I did another one, which I passed again. So really, then it comes down to how I'm feeling and if I'm showing any symptoms and if I'm acting a bit out of normal. And the doc's been in touch with Belinda and to make sure she hasn't noticed any changes and that kind of thing. And like, I haven't had a headache since the incident happened anyway. So I suppose I've been really lucky, because I know a lot of concussion, especially with our footy club, has been a big issue over the last couple of years, and we've had a lot of guys that has missed a bit of time of football due to concussion as well. So we certainly take it very seriously, but there's only so much, or there's a lot of hoops you got to get through. But if you're feeling good,
if like Louis said, and we spoke about this, the AFL should have one big blanket that if you're knocked out, you can't play next week, regardless of all the tests you've signed off on and you've got through all the hoops. You shouldn't play on Friday night.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion.
That's your opinion, but
because you're knocked out, Rory, you're out.
You're not a doctor,
and I understand
A lot of instances of when guys just get those glancing blows, the concussion ones, when they haven't been knocked out, actually have worse symptoms than guys that get knocked out. So guys that normally get knocked out actually pull up better. If you go back and look over a lot of hits. But it's certainly not something.
Your long-term effects, that's the most important thing. Due to your care.
Absolutely. And we're leaving no stone unturned.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
As a medical staff, like I've done a lot of
Did
tests
Did you train
already.
Today? Have you trained?
Did you train flat out today?
I trained, not flat out. I avoided the competitive
stuff.
Work.
Yep.
But trained, and again, it all depends on how I pull up after training. And I'll chat with the doc tonight and let him know how I felt. And then tomorrow we've got a little light run around at Adelaide Oval. And again, if I'm feeling good and I can pass that baseline test that we did at the start of the year, there should be, if I pass it and get the same sort of mark, I mean, there should be no reason why I can't play.
Oh, very exciting stuff. Last one before we get to Sloane's Song of the Week, because I think it's a cracker today. These things are probably harder on family and loved ones.
Oh, yeah.
So get a phone call from mum or dad, and obviously Belinda would have tried to get to you quite quickly. They're the ones that probably get more worried than anybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they have to watch. I don't have to watch myself have a little snooze on the ground and a little meditate for a bit. But, I mean, we've got an outstanding footy club, very professional. I mean, Brett Burton was straight on the phone to Belinda, my mum, and our PDM, Emma, so that she could relay on the message as well. So, yeah, because we're up and down, they kept everyone in the loop. And then once the game finished, I just gave everyone a buzz and sort of ran them through. But they do worry and they do stress. And that's probably coming back to Jarz's point about a blanket rule of missing a week. People want that rule because they just genuinely care about everyone's good health and safety. But, I mean, the medical staff we got are very thorough, and we're not going to, if there's a slight risk of me not being able to perform at my highest level, then I won't play.
Can I ask you this? Like, say you pass everything Friday morning and you're feeling brilliant, and then all of a sudden the coach might go, look, I'm not going to play. I'm not going to risk you. What happens then? From your perspective?
Well, from my perspective.
Because I know you want to play. Big game of footy.
Absolutely. I'd argue the point that I'm feeling no different to every other week. So I'd argue that point. But again, if
it's his call, that was his call
and he wants to rest me, then that'd be the case. But again, as I said, I'm feeling completely normal. Mm-hmm. So
But you haven't done our concussion test.
Oh, wow. Well,
and you've got to get through that.
I can't wait for this.
For those who don't know, and Facebook Live, Triple M, lights are down in studio. Yep. We've just got our phone lights on at the moment. We're going to do a look in the eyes, around the eyes, not around the eyes, in the eyes with him at the moment.
He knows who
ask a couple of key questions. Yep. Jars to do the bog standard one. He used to give all his players at North Adelaide. He'll say five words to describe me.
I did not.
And if they don't come back as the right superlatives, we know you're not fully recovered. Your song of the week, Sloane.
Look, you guys are going to enjoy it. It's themed, obviously, for this week. It's Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. Enjoy.
Is that the one I get down and I get home?
Sure. Here we go.
It's the Rush Hour Triple M.
There's a bit of thought that you might have got a bit funnier since the knock. Sloane, that was very good. Well played with your song of the week.
Good song.
It might have knocked a bit of humour into my brain.
Hey, Sloane, we're going to do our little own concussion test here on the Rush Hour. And there's five words I'm going to just give to you. You need to remember by the end of this segment, you need to reload those five words back.
Righto.
Mm-hmm. Candles, paper, sandwich, wagon, and elbow.
Candles, paper, sandwich, wagon, and elbow.
Right. So when we finish this segment, I want to fire back. And if you don't, you're not playing Friday night.
All right.
And family, if you're listening, and Murph, come with me on this one. So you're with me. If Jars can't read them back without looking at his page, he's not to do the rest of the show.
Wait, I'll get to hear him once more.
Yeah.
Give me once more.
Okay. So candles, paper, sandwich, wagon, elbow.
Yep.
All right. Now, this will check whether you're right.
Mm.
Who's the best Jarman brother, Andrew or Darren?
Well, I have to say Andrew because he's right here.
Thank you. Yeah,
but
thank
in
you.
Reality?
Did you kick five in the last quarter of game five?
No, I kicked five in the first quarter against Essendon.
Well, that's good.
In a home and away game?
Against Bomber Thompson.
In a home and away game.
Finished him up.
In a home and away game.
At home, front of 45,000.
Did you miss from a forward pocket in a prelim final?
Let's move on. Next question, Lulu.
Right, so just a couple of the basic stuff. What's the number one sports show in town?
Not Rush Hour.
Beautiful. Okay, your full name.
Rory Brandon Sloane.
Ooh.
Brandon Flowers.
Yeah, I love it.
The Killers are playing at the MCG.
Right, what day is it?
Yeah.
What day?
Yeah, the date, please.
Oh, it's Wednesday?
Yeah, the date, please.
Oh, the date. Yeah. 19th of the 7th.
Yeah, very nice. Ooh, all right.
Did you write that down before?
Partner's name?
Jessica Alba. Oh, sorry. Brandon.
She's pregnant again.
He's getting funnier and funnier, this kid.
He's sharp. What else you got, Luke?
Partner's mobile.
I was going to spit that out then too. I wish I knew yours off by heart.
And I was going to say home address, but we won't do that. No, look, I think you're fine. Jars, anything else you want to add from the test point of view?
Friday night, very important game. How are you going to beat a side that's knocked us off five times? In what will be the big stage, a mini final, if you want to call it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, boys are pumped at the moment. The last few games of footy, we've, I reckon, taken a step back to where we were at the start of the year. We're playing really aggressive footy. Right. We're attacking contests hard, which is what we want, and we're defending really strongly, which at the start of the year, we were attacking really well, but I think our defense has definitely ramped up this time of year, so that's going to be a massive part of it. Look, obviously, they've got a few key guys that are very important to us. I mean, Danger's last month of football has been incredible
scary.
To watch. Yeah.
It's been scary to watch.
He's the best player in the comp. So he's a big part of their success. Joel Salwood always tears us up in the last few times.
Yeah.
So a big reliance is going to have to be on midfield and getting the ball down to our forwards, who really need to provide a massive contest for us down there. Their defenders have always played really well against us too. So, it sort of comes down to probably exciting. Those two areas. Well, we can't wait. It's going to be a packed house. Mm. We're in really good form, both teams. Mm. And as you said, it's almost a mini final, which this last month of footy, we've had Bulldogs, obviously Melbourne, who have been playing really solid footy up and down, and then Geelong. Really good test for us.
So just recapping, what have you got to do to get yourself cleared fit to play for Friday night from now till then?
I've got a test tomorrow, which we do at the start of the year, which I've got to meet the baseline of my performance. And if that's right, and if I pull up personally really well and the doc assess it, he's going to assess me again tomorrow, then I should get the all clear.
Beautiful. We wish you all the best of luck. Sorry to end the interview on a bad note, but I have to ask this question. You and Kane Corns have a relationship.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Kane Corns criticised Danger, suggested he over-exaggerates injuries, said that was coming from former teammates.
Mm.
Trying to put two and two together.
Oh, no.
Oh, please. Did you say that? Are you the mole? Are you the mole?
Absolutely
says
not.
Danger over-exaggerates his injuries, and that's what Kane's gone
Who's
with?
The mole down there?
No chance at all. I mean, Tex and Kane have a pretty good relationship. Yeah. I think it might be those two chatting. But
yeah, I'm having trouble sleeping too. Can he tweet
a bit more? Who can question Danger? No matter what, he was obviously clearly hurt. He goes off, spends a bit of time on the bench, and comes back on, plays forward, and has 11
five.
Shots on goal.
Yeah.
Do you think he'll play this week?
Yeah, I think he will. Danger is one. I know playing with him personally, previous years, he played through with a lot of injuries, a lot of knee injuries.
He won't miss this game.
Just never misses, and he doesn't like missing big games, so I'd back him in.
All right. Oh, very excited. Well, I'm glad you're okay, firstly. Fingers crossed you get yourself up to play, because I know you're dead set keen. Yep. Papa Bear doesn't want you to go out there, but
I'll worry about you.
Your protocols at Adelaide are second to none. So,
And those five words?
Oh, the five words?
Yep.
Well, first one's a candle.
Yeah.
What do you need to light a candle? Bit of paper.
Yep.
What is Jars like eating? Yep. Sandwiches.
Yep.
How do you get here? Wagon.
Yeah. Yep.
And Jars got an elbow for a nose.
Yeah. Oh, he's ready to go. But I still don't want him to play, but he's ready.
He's just torn you to shreds.
He did
a brand new one, Sloaney. Thanks for coming.
Nailed it.
Well done, mate. Good luck, and hope you're feeling really well. It's Rory Sloane on the Rush Hour.
Stop it.